This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It was going to be a great motivation. It was the last game that we played as a unit. So to go back there and to play the same team that we lost to, that we believe that we should have won, we made self-inflicting mistakes. So everybody's fired, everybody's pumped up, everybody's ready to go. But it's just one day at a time at this point. So
Justin Medivike, defensive tackle for the Ravens right there. Bills, Ravens, Sunday night football. What a great way for the NFL to start it. I mean, yeah, I love it for the juice, but man, it is very, very, very stressful, right? To have the Ravens come to town week one, opening up Sunday Night Football in Buffalo, final home opener ever at Highmark Stadium. See if my guy Jeremy Kahn agrees with that. Jeremy Kahn joins me on the Western Hotline, of course. You can find him on the Big Bad Morning Show in Baltimore, our Odyssey sister station. Are you with me? I mean, I know I love the juice, but man, I just think these two teams, give me this a little bit later in the year. This is too nerve-wracking for me, buddy.
Yeah, it is kind of weird. Like, I was talking about it on my show today that, you know, if you look at this week, there's like seven games of teams that are either less than a field goal favorite or field goal underdogs, a lot of closely matched games. And then you have which it includes these two games, but Green Bay and Detroit, which all of a sudden got more interesting with Micah Parsons. But the Ravens and the Bills, to me, is the one you circle this week and the one that you want to watch. It seems like the league's trying to create a pretty big rivalry between these two teams if it hasn't already happened yet. But, like, this is the marquee game. This is the one you want to see.
Yeah, no doubt about it. 8:20. We all remember what happened both meetings last year. The Ravens just took it to the Bills in Baltimore last year, just really right out of the get-go. You know, the big run by Derrick Henry, the Bills just really could never recover from that, and it went sideways. And then I thought the Ravens, you know, overall, you know, played very well against the Bills here in Buffalo, but a few mistakes obviously cost them. Of course, it came down to turnovers. I feel like this game could very well be the same and similar because they are so good. They are so evenly matched in so many ways. I feel like this one just could really come down to who makes a couple mistakes and who doesn't. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of how it's been. You know, outside, and you'd have to correct me going back to it, but I remember when the Bills played the Ravens, were you guys coming off of a big win or a road schedule, back-to-back road games or something last year? Because there was something going on,
yeah.
And I know we talked about, like, Derrick Henry's bigger than most of the Bills linebackers or all of them. And Patrick Ricard is the same size or bigger than most of the D-line. So the thought process was, even in the playoff game, they're just going to come in and run the football down their throat. At least in Baltimore, that was the thought process. And what a weird game. No punts, and the turnovers are what decided it. And people hated Mark Andrews here, and maybe he's on a little bit of a revenge tour because no Isaiah Likely, more than likely. So maybe Mark Andrews gets peppered quite a bit in this one.
Yeah, I want to talk about the injury situation in just a second, but let's go back to Andrews. Very, very tough night. I was just telling my producer, Evan, and the rest of our audience, I was probably the closest person on the planet to Mark Andrews when he dropped the two-point conversion. I literally, Jeremy, I picked up the ball and handed it to the official. Like, I was standing there at the pylon. Wow. And, I mean, when that happened, it was like that, oh, my God, I can't believe he dropped it. And, you know, I mean, there's a human element to all this. And we saw it 2 years ago with Tyler Bass here in Buffalo missing a field goal against the Chiefs late in the game. The reception, the reaction to Mark Andrews and where that has gone since that day, where is it now?
Yeah, I think it's died down a little bit. But if you want to take the knee-jerk reaction, I mean, people were losing their mind. He got hate mail, all the stuff that you hate seeing. It's like the new gamblers out there that want to send a message on Twitter to whatever wide receiver didn't hit their prop. You know what I mean? Like it's very childish. It's silly that even some of this stuff happened. But you're like, some people are just living in the moment of how close you were to it. Because like, if you're looking at the situation, you're saying, at least here in Baltimore, we felt like we've had the best team in football the past 2 years, and it hasn't amounted going to the Super Bowl. And this team even looks better on paper. But, you know, when you get back to that point, it's like, I don't know that he'll ever have an easier catch than he's had in his life. And that was the play that was supposed to kind of get away from, oh, yeah, he followed the ball in the middle of the field on what was a big play. So it was not his best night. There were people who were upset that he didn't talk to the media. I think I would have liked to have heard him talk to the media, but what else is he going to say other than I'm sorry and I screwed up?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, so now we advance on a little bit here, and of course Isaiah likely breaks his foot early in training camp, basically. It's supposed to be about maybe a 6-week injury. It's right at that cutoff line here. You just mentioned it a little while ago. He has not practiced. He hasn't been playing, but I know there's been some speculation that he could start to ramp up a little bit here. Where are the Ravens right now with Isaiah likely and his possibility for Sunday night?
So the weird thing is that the Ravens roster this year was loaded. They actually ended up releasing a bunch of players that they didn't want to, but they just had so much talent in camp. I mean, they had three undrafted players make their roster. And the only reason I bring all this up is they could have easily put Isaiah Likely on, the PUP list or IR or whatever, get him back after week four. But apparently the Ravens think he's going to be back before then, and they don't want to risk it. I don't think it's this game. I think maybe next week, or even if they wait after the Browns for the big game against the Lions, maybe that's when he comes back. But I find it hard to believe that he would be back any time later than that if they were just, you know, going to put him on the PUP list. They could have kept maybe one of those guys that they really thought was good. Like, they cut Justin Armour-Davis, and he was supposed to be an integral part of this secondary, but that's because a couple of young guys showed out. So I don't know that we'll see Likely until maybe week two, more than likely week three. With the injury he had, it just sucked because that day they were talking about an extension for him, but it didn't happen. Both sides aren't close.
Okay, Jair Alexander has not practiced in quite a while. I mean, that was a big deal when the Ravens signed him. And I know people here in Buffalo really wanted the Bills to go out and do that because the Bills were, you know, kind of going through it at corner and what their situation was. And then we find out he has his knee drained. He's dealing with some injuries already. He hasn't practiced. What's his status?
Yeah, so Harbaugh, in talking about not only him but Patrick Ricard, both of those guys, he's playing it close to the vest, and I don't think anybody should expect anything less. He's not going to tell you anything. He's going to do what the minimum that the league says he has to do. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Alexander's going to be ready, but when you look at this Ravens secondary with him, they have five number one picks in the secondary, or five first-round picks, I should say. It's just there's a ton of talent here. I don't know that Jair is going to go, but I feel like this is going to be something that we're going to be doing week after week with him, mm-hmm. with some of the injuries ahead, because like, I think he got his knee drained earlier in camp too. But with Patrick Ricard, you know, that's that gigantic human being that's pancaking linebackers and defensive backs out there and even defensive linemen. And I think typically your safeties and linebackers are looking which way he's going, because normally Derrick Henry or Lamar is going to follow him. So if they don't have him, how does that affect the running game too? So those are two guys that are key that may not play, and not understanding whether or not they have enough options behind them. They could call somebody up from the practice squad to replace Ricard, but you know, they've got a deep secondary, but I don't know that you replace Jair Alexander. One of my favorite things about him in camp is it was like being at Pop Warner all over again when they were doing wide receiver and cornerback drills. He couldn't wait to get back in line to go up against every wide receiver on the Ravens team. Oh, and he talks that's cool. quite a bit. He talks a lot.
Yes, he does. I remember when the Packers came to Buffalo for a Monday night or Sunday night game a couple of years ago, and he was just going after Stephon Diggs down the tunnel the whole way out. Right? It was just crazy. You're like, wait a minute, this guy, he would not stop chirping. So I hear you on that. Ricard is interesting because I didn't even know he was dealing with an injury until recently. I saw that and I'm like, wait a minute, he hasn't practiced. But then I read it's soft tissue, but no one has really specifically said what it is, which happens here in Buffalo too. Tre'Davious White's dealing with a leg injury. No one specifically said what it is. Do we know any update on him and what the injury is and what his status could be for this week?
I don't know. My assumption, they do this soft tissue issue is what they say. Oh, we have a soft tissue. So it could be a hamstring, could be a quad, could be something. That's more than likely what I think about with a running back or like a fullback like him, whatever you want to call him, because, God, he played defensive line and fullback for the Ravens and even some tight end at one point. So the guy's just been an absolute workhorse for him. But this soft tissue thing that they keep talking about, they label that, and I guess they get away with it because the Ravens do this thing too, where they don't even want to tell you whether it's a quad or a hamstring. They put thigh on the injury report. So, I mean, I guess it's some gamesmanship. We think it's really silly, but they've always done it. So I can't tell you the extent of Patrick Ricard's injury. But, I mean, obviously they're hopeful he plays. But Harbaugh had a weird quote today where he kind of talked in circles. If guys didn't practice, then they're more than likely not going to play. But if these guys are ready, then we're going to give them a go. And it's like, what are you telling us? Which is
right.
Nothing.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And by the way, that's the old hockey thing, right? Obviously, we're a big hockey place here in Buffalo. And in hockey, they don't have to do that. The NFL, you have to specifically state kind of what the injury is. In hockey, it's lower body or upper body. That's it. That's all you got to give in hockey, which is kind of interesting. It is interesting. See, Ricard, I think Ricard, whether he plays or not, could really alter how the Bills play. Because as you've seen, Jeremy, the Bills sometimes will actually play base defense against the Ravens. They don't do that against anybody else. The Bills, they never take Taron Johnson off the field as a nickel corner. And I'm really interested. So if Ricard doesn't play, are they going to probably spread it out a little bit more and maybe go a little bit less of the heavy package? Now, you still have Derrick Henry there, obviously. But is he really the key when they want to go and run that heavy package, especially if Likely is able to play?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what they're going to do there, to be honest. We had one of the guys on our show today that joins us every week, and he said they have a guy on the practice squad that could play the role of Patrick Ricard, but like, it's easier said than done to do what he does. So maybe they could bring him up from the practice squad if that's something that happens and still run basically. But like, if you can slow down this running game and play smaller and play faster, which is a lot to ask, that's the way I think you have to stop the Ravens. And it's weird to say dare him to run because you don't want Derrick Henry coming right at you. But the matter is, like, when you go back to what the Chargers did to them their first time in the playoffs, and granted, it's a totally different audience or offense, but when you look at the way that things set up, they went small and they were just as fast and they frustrated the hell out of Lamar. I don't know that many teams can do that, go with some sort of nickel or dime defense and just play as fast as you can. It's a lot to ask now with Derrick Henry in the backfield because that guy's just a battering ram.
No doubt. When the Ravens came to Buffalo for the playoffs, I don't believe Zay Flowers played in that game, right? If I remember correctly, I don't think he played. Yeah, he had gotten hurt the week before. What's he meant to the offense? What will he mean for Lamar Jackson, especially if Isaiah Likely can't go?
Yeah, I think, I think Mark Andrews is, when you talk about pass catchers, Lamar's favorite target, but I think it's slowly kind of transitioned into Zay Flowers. When you look at what Zay can do on the field, they run a lot of gadget plays with him. They'll do some sweeps, some misdirection. They'll get him out in open space. And kind of like what you guys see with Shakir there, like getting him in space, good things tend to happen. So I do think they missed him quite a bit last year or last playoff game. But the fact of the matter is, like, you have a guy that you trust not only with the deep balls but also with the underneath stuff. The only concern with a guy like him is he's so undersized that you worry about some of the hits he's going to take. And my assumption was that they might use some of those gadget plays with Keaton Mitchell, the other running back they kept, because he's like that whole thunder and lightning thing with the likes of Derrick Henry and him. And it's a guy that they really want to get a few touches a game, maybe 6 to 8, to see what he can do.
Are they confident right now in the offensive line, some of the tinkering that went on in the offseason there? Is that still something that people are concerned about? Where are fans, where is the team with the offensive line right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think before they re-signed Ronnie Stanley, everybody was like, okay, well, what are we doing here? You got Rosengarten on the other side, a kid that they drafted. He looked pretty good. And Tyler Linderbaum at center. So they feel comfortable in those situations, and now you're plugging and playing with some of these guards. You know, they were hopeful. They're hopeful that Falele was going to win this job, that project out of Australia. That's just a monster of a man. And then a first preseason game, he gets bowled over by backups and everybody was killing him. He's better than he looked in that first preseason game, but he still needs work. And I think when you look at that offensive line, you would be worried about the guard spots a little bit more than anything else, because I think they're set at tackle.
And then up front, front seven, you talked a little bit about the secondary. What's the feeling on the front seven, especially the pass rush?
Yeah, man, they've got some special guys there. There's look, you heard from Matt Abike, who's just an absolute animal. And if the pass rush is working great, it goes hand in hand. And he's one of those guys that can penetrate in the middle and then cause problems and make the quarterbacks move off of their spot and out of the pocket. Travis Jones is another guy that everybody's been talking about and how good he looks along that defensive line. And then you got the who's who of pass rushers. They're not necessarily household names. People know Kyle Van Noy, who, I mean, he had more sacks than Micah Parsons last year, and I think it's part of this scheme defensively. And I hate calling a guy an overachiever, but he's one of those lunch pail guys. He just works hard and he doesn't stop. And then you look at Adafi Owe, who they got to make a decision on whether or not they want to keep him as a pass rusher. But the guy to look out for this year is their second-round pick, Mike Green. He's looked everything like a premier pass rusher in the preseason. They've been kind of holding him back a little bit. He was the kid they drafted in the second round that had some issues off the field, some sexual assault, domestic violence stuff that went on that never came to fruition, but it was two separate incidents. So the Ravens got beat up pretty good for saying they had a zero tolerance policy for that stuff and drafting the guy. But when you watch him out on the field, I mean, he looks amazing, and I think he's a guy we'll be talking about for quite a long time.
And one of the reasons why they said that is because of everything that happened with Justin Tucker. Then they draft Tyler Loop, a new kicker. So we're going to see a new kicker than what we've seen for the Ravens, who've had one of the best of all time in Justin Tucker. What does that look like with Tyler Loop kicking?
So early on in camp, it was interesting. They had him only kicking some short yardage stuff, like extra point type stuff all the way up to the 40-yard line. And then he had a day where he missed a bunch, and everybody was losing their minds. And then all of a sudden, I don't think he missed since then. I mean, he's just been kicking the hell out of the ball, including the 60-yarder. I think he's going to be fine. I mean, the Justin Tucker stuff for me was so interesting because I know some of the people that were involved with it and waiting for this story to come out because it wasn't my place to run with it. But, yeah, there was some truth and validity behind that, in my opinion. I trust the people I talked to, and there were so many different areas of what was going on. I don't think the Ravens had any choice, especially with the season he had. It made it easier. But to say goodbye to what I believe is the best kicker of all time.
I know, and listen, I promise you I'm not asking this as a Yankee fan, but I do have to ask, what the hell happened to the Orioles this year? I mean, a team that I thought was young and talented, and it just did not materialize in any way, shape, or form. Is it just on the field, off the field? What's the issue?
I mean, for me, look, I'm a little bit different than most people. They just want to complain about ownership and the front office. There is the transition of ownership, which we have a new owner in David Rubenstein, which he just made the statement he's willing to spend money. They're going to do some different things. They made the right decision this year about selling off with the way that things were going. But I think injuries. I mean, Gunnar Henderson, to me, is one of the best players in baseball. I still think he's dealing with a core issue. And that's why you're not seeing the power numbers, but he's still hitting for average because he started the season with it and he rushed back. Their three best players played in six games together all the way up until August. So it was a kind of a comedy of errors with Tyler O'Neill just getting hurt and not being able to hit. And then you look at the starting pitching, and now Trevor Rogers is back, and he looks like the best pitcher in baseball after everybody killing him for trading Kyle Stowers, which made no sense because Kyle Stowers is another one of those guys. They were blocked. There were so many guys blocked here because of the talent. But I'll tell you this much, Sam Basayo, your Yankees, they signed Gerrit Cole, and they missed out on Basayo, and the Orioles took him. That kid is going to be an absolute stud. I think he wins Rookie of the Year next year if he's eligible for it. I don't know if he is still.
with the contract signing.
I will be looking out for the name. Hey, Sunday's the game, but Saturday, man, how cool is it going to be in Baltimore? Cal Ripken's 30th anniversary of the record-breaking 21-31 game. That's going to be pretty cool for you guys there.
Yeah, it's weird because, like, so I work a ton with Cal's son, Ryan, who does, he has his own podcast. And leading up to this, the 21-31, it's a record that will never be broken. It's one of those weird things where going through it here in town, everybody was like, should he sit down today? Should he sit down? Broke the record, added on to it. Not only that, but we also have the 25th anniversary of the Ravens defense, which a lot of people here thinks is the best defense in the history of the league. They gave up less points than anybody in more games, which is just incredible. But those two things going on, the Cal stuff, growing up here in Aberdeen, Maryland, you know, being a hometown guy and staying here his whole career, I just don't know how often you're going to see that anymore in this day and age. So it'll be fun to honor him.
Jeremy, I always love when you come on. You bring so much insight to the program. I know you got a lot of things going on there and everything with Mo and all that that you've done. Awesome, man. I love the fact that you're so involved in your community and just speaks to my heart as well. So whatever you got to plug, you can do that right here if you'd like to do that, if you want to help.
Social media. You can follow me at JCon Sports. I do on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it. I do a ton of gambling stuff. That's kind of, I have my own gambling website, and this is what I've done for over 25 years. So it's kind of fun now to mix it in when it's actually legal. So
I hear you. Hey, thank you for doing this again today. Who knows? Maybe we'll talk again in January, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, I miss talking to you guys later in the year, so we just have to do it early. I think I'm jumping on with some other shows later on this week as well.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Jeremy. Be good, buddy. Talk to you soon.
Anytime, man. I'll talk to you.
All right, you got it. That's Jeremy Kahn in Baltimore, the Big Bad Morning Show, our Odyssey sister station. Does a great job. Love it. I bring that up, by the way. If you ever see the story of Mo, Mo was a young fan of the Ravens and had a terrible disease and passed on. And Jeremy was really a driving force at raising money and being a big part of that. And I just really love stuff like that, right? We're in this job to analyze teams and talk and give our opinions on the radio. But, you know, giving back like that and the way that he has in Baltimore, really, really love that. And that's why I love having him on top of talking about the Baltimore Ravens and the Baltimore Orioles. Hey, September 6th, that's right, Saturday, they're doing the Cal Ripken thing. 30th anniversary of Ripken's record-breaking 2,131st consecutive game this Saturday. That's wild. Can't believe I'm that old. Take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll get to the top of the hour. Coming up at 11:30, Eric Wood's going to join me. That's right, Buffalo Bills radio color analyst and, of course, former Buffalo Bills center. That's at 11:30. Lots of your phone calls. And, oh, do we need to talk about Bill Belichick and last night as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.